Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
So good you had to say it twice. Hello, welcome to Comedy Concepts. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Like that music. That music is by 20,000 stories, by the way. Great position with Group Steady. Hey, we've got a great guest for you. Terrific comedian and mom, Carrie Louise. Regular correspondent on the No Poetry Show. And NBC to Carrie all the way to the final from Last Comic Standing with Jason. Carrie is the star of the Women's Entertainment Network new reality show called Too Funny. Also watch her along with her comic husband, Tom Cotter. All right, looking to see. She should be online soon, but meanwhile, let's play a little something before we get on. I like to consider the Mom's National Anthem, written by me, performed by me. Here we go.
After a week of doing everything for everybody else, a night out becomes an almost
from my show, Jazz Housewife and Momedy. And speaking of moms who are comedians, we have on the line today Miss Carrie Louise. Carrie, can you hear me?
Hi.
There you are. That was close, Carrie.
That was close. I was busy. I save everything to the last minute. I'm working on my mommy minute thing. I was going to set an alarm, and I'm like, no, I'm going to remember. It's that important. And I'm like, it's 2 o'clock already. Oh, my God.
It's too funny. But, yes, so, Carrie, I told them a little bit about, while you were calling in, I told them a little bit about you. And also, so, Carrie, you're a mom comedian. We'll just start with that. And you've got an upcoming project coming up called Mommy Minute.
Yes.
Or Take a Mommy Minute.
Mommy Minute, and you can log on to mymommyminute.com, and it's a monthly funny Mommy Minute webisode.
It's a monthly minute?
It's a monthly minute. Like, every month you will get a minute of fun. Just a little webisode about mothers just trying to be mothers and try to stay sane. You'll laugh at yourself, you'll laugh at your kids, and you'll just get you through the day.
All right. Well, let's take it back to a little bit more, back to the Carrie Louise, on how, before you slid into this mommy minute, when did you start being a comic?
Oh,
college, high school?
Right out of college. You know, I did a talent show, and that was my talent. It was actually a beauty contest, I don't want to lie. And I was not a beauty girl at all. I was playing field hockey. I looked like, you know, a rugged field hockey. I was chunky.
Where was this?
I was short hair. Plymouth State College. I had Delta Zeta DZ shaved in the side of my head because I was a Delta Zeta sister. I was not pretty. Okay, at all. I don't know why I entered in this, because I wanted to try comedy, and that was like my only venue. So I had to do a minute and 30 seconds worth of talent, and I did comedy.
And your last year of college?
My last year of college. And then I won. I was Miss Plymouth State. Can you believe it?
Wow,
there was only four
that's pretty good.
There was only four other people, and they were gay guys. But still, I won. It must have been my comedy.
Miss Plymouth State, that is nowhere on your bio, Carrie.
I know, unfortunately. Well, it was a preliminary for Miss New Hampshire. And so
Wow. The
next time I was on stage, I was the preliminary for Miss New Hampshire. If I had won that, which, God, I did not, because it was me and a bunch of JonBenet Ramsey types. So if I won that, I would have been going to Atlantic City for Miss America pageant.
Wow.
So the second time I ever took stage was in front of a huge audience at the New Hampshire State pageant. Thousands of people. Me doing comedy for like 20 seconds. and I did comedy.
And you never before that, you had never pursued it?
Never pursued it. No, I knew I needed a talent. I knew I loved comedy. And I wanted to act or do some form of comedy. So I did a little comedy routine. I wrote it up myself.
And that's very interesting.
Then, and it was nonstop from there. And that was about 20 years ago.
And you've been doing it ever since. Now,
yeah.
Also too, you I have a clip we'll play later, but you did make it all the way to the finals on Last Comic Standing, Jay Moore.
Yes, I did.
I did the pilot
actually for that show a long, long time ago.
You did the pilot for Last Comic Standing.
Yep.
Before it was Last Comic.
It was called Comic House. That's why I couldn't do the first season. But it was a little different, but they did sell it to NBC, and so I did the second season, and that's when I went. And my husband did it with me. And
yes,
I know. I went a little further than he did, but it's not because he's funnier than I am. It's only because I have bigger boobies than he does.
You're different funny. I've seen, yes, Mr. Tom Cotter, a very funny man. I've performed with him as well. He's a great comedian as well. I saw a little clip of you at home now. When you did this clip of both of you at home, how many children did you have and how many do you have now?
I had the twins when I did Last Comic Standing, and then I was brave enough to go get pregnant again. I wanted to go for the girl, but I ended up with another boy. I'm happy, though, with three boys.
Three boys.
If I had another girl, I'd be jealous. She'd be skinnier than me, and then I'd have to get rid of her. So.
Did you come from a large family? Yeah.
I came from, yes, I did, and so did my husband. I'm one of four. My husband's one of six. Youngest. We're the youngest, obviously. That's probably where the comedians come from, being the youngest. You always have to strive for attention.
Attention. And is your husband the youngest also, then?
Yes, of six.
And just so I'll fill in the audience, you were both. I see we have somebody in the chat room. Oh, you have somebody in Greece listening. Hi, Vicky, Talking Progressive. Another radio show is listening in from Greece.
Nice.
Yes, it's Vicky. So you're both comedians. Now, where did you meet your husband? I assume in the comedy arena?
Yes, we did.
So tell me.
I tried not to date any more comics because I was kind of getting like a reputation. My husband said my reputation was comic relief. But so I said to myself, I am not dating any more comics. This is the new year. I'm not doing it. We were working together New Year's Eve and at a ski resort. And so that was my New Year's resolution. That's it. No more comics. It's a waste of time. And then we went skiing, and we had free ski passes. That was part of the deal. So we went skiing. We were the only two, you know, skiing. And we skied together all day, and I fell in love with him. And even though my New Year's resolution was don't date any more comics.
Don't do it.
and that was about 17, 18 years ago. We moved to New York together.
Wow.
We ended up getting married, and now we have three kids. And no one thought it was going to last.
By comedy standards, that's a long relationship in the comedy world. That's pretty darn good. And your kids are still young, which is nice. And you both still travel. Now, you also both worked on a television show?
From the last Comic Standing we did together, they did a little debut of us and our kids, and so a producer fell in love with it and ended up building a reality show called Too Funny, and it was about us doing comedy together on stage with our twins in tow and all the fun things that pursue it.
Now, that's interesting, because it almost sounds like that would make a good sitcom as well.
I know. I'm waiting for someone to pick it up. Who's out there listening that will call me and get a sitcom out of this? Because it was on the Women's Entertainment Network, and I think we were a little too edgy for it. And then they decided to do it again with Tammy Pescatelli. They did the same exact reality show.
I know.
Yeah,
yes.
It's the same network, same thing.
They called it. They didn't call it Too Funny. They called it something.
Working
else.
Mother, something. Working, yeah, because she only has one child. Yeah. So,
yes.
They thought maybe that would work out, but that didn't. I don't think that picked up. But she's very funny, and her family's very funny.
Twins Trump.
What?
Twins Trump. Any hand.
Right. Exactly. I know. So but we'll see. Hopefully, this Mommy Minute, people will see a sitcom out of it, and
yes. Well, we're gonna come back to the Mommy Minute, because that's what we're here at. www.mymommyminute, and if you go to that site, you can register yourself to get on the email and get updates. Is that correct?
Yep, monthly updates. Yes, I won't annoy you. Just once a month, I'll send you a little minute funny webisode.
A little funny minute. Then
yeah, it'll only be a take a minute, because I know moms have so much time on their hands.
Yes.
So I figured, let me make it under a minute. Make it quick, make it funny. They don't have to sit and read, because I'm a slow reader. I like reading jokes, but I am such a slow reader that I don't even get through the joke. So I figured maybe I'll make webisodes for people like me.
No, it's being productive, because it is hard. I know you're constantly performing. You're constantly, both of you are constantly, either one of you is home and the other's on the road, or you're constantly back and forth. How do you juggle all that? How do you juggle that? Because what if you both get a job?
It's a panic situation, mostly for me. I mean, he can just run out and go do whatever he does. Like, I'm in charge of getting babysitters, you know. So it's tenfold for me. Whenever someone calls me for work, I panic, because I want to say yes. Sometimes I just say yes because I want the work so badly, and then I hang up the phone, and then I just start panicking. I start calling all my friends, my neighbors, my babysitters, you know. And then when they ask me for a job, I have to do, like, it becomes like a math equation for me. How much for gas? How much for a babysitter? How long is it going to take me to get to this gig? And is it worth it? Because I'm going to be tired, and I'm going to miss tubby time. And am I going to be able to wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock when they're screaming, "Mommy, wake up"? So all that is like comes into the equation. And how much am I going to get? Is it worth, you know, is it worth being tired and dealing with kids in the next morning?
Yes, because you don't have you don't have a downtime there. You don't have the downtime that men look. I have a child too. Men look at it differently. When you're a female comedian, sometimes I think that men just think you leave them alone with a jar of peanut butter. They're fed. You know,
yeah.
Their job is done. But and also, as the Mommy Minute, I'm sure we'll be bringing up things like what you just talked about, the anxiety.
Right. Yes.
Of trying to do it all.
And the guys, if you do leave them home, they have no sense of time. They think, they don't know how long it takes to do anything. And sometimes they think it's going to take forever for a little kid to watch a video, and they'll have plenty of time to do something. And they know that it only lasts 2 seconds. And then they'll think it takes like 2 seconds to get them dressed and out of the house, when that takes 4 hours.
Oh, especially
they have no concept of time, so their whole schedule is off when I leave them home. Sometimes it's not worth it. If I do leave them home and I go for a gig overnight and I leave them home with Tom, I come home, the house is a mess. It's like I'm leaving them home with another kid, and then I have to. My work is that much harder. So now I'm like, was it worth me going out to work for that? Sometimes it is, because I'm out of the house and I just need to get out of the house, and that's therapy, and it's cheaper to go out on stage and spew my act than it is to do it in front of a psychiatrist. So
I just have visions of you out on the road and you coming home and Tom going, "So how was your set?" And you going, "Fine. I dished you the whole time."
Right. And now I feel a little better. And I come home and I get more jokes when my kids are all their tongue is red because they ate, you know, Pop Rocks, and their throat is sore, or he gave them, you know, something. I have to retrain. You know,
it's
my,
like their typical answer is, "Oh, I wasn't supposed to."
Right.
Fill in the blank.
Why are you putting pens in your ear? Daddy taught me that trick, so that's nice.
Vicky in Greece says she loves that line, leaving your kids with another kid. And she says, wait till the kids grow up and they'll be all grown-ups and take care of your dad. They'll take care of
yes.
him.
Yes. I said, you know, when mothers, this is what I say in my act, I hate the mothers that say, oh, it's so rewarding being a mom, because I haven't received a reward, and I figured out when I'm going to get my rewards, when they're changing my diapers.
Oh, boy. Something to look forward to.
Oh, I have something to look forward to, tell Nancy. Is it? No, not Nancy. Who is it from Greece?
Oh, Vicky from Greece.
Vicky from Greece.
And there's a guest in the guest room, but they're being quiet. They're not in the chat room. If you have a question, just chat it out, guest.
Yeah, I love questions.
Also, two I have here, just some more about you. Tell me about Mean Mommy.
Mean Mommy was a radio show that I did. It was basically like Mommy Minute. And I just basically was talking. It was more informative about, you know, what to do with timeouts and how to say no to your child. It's basically me saying no to your child, and you're not your child's friend, and you're your child's mother. That's first and foremost, and not to be afraid of, you know, saying no, or else you're gonna not have a child that's gonna be a spoiled rotten brat. So basically, it was, you know what time your child needs to come home. Don't say yes every single solitary time, and that's what it was basically about.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
But it was funny. I always made it funny.
But you seem to have jumped around to a lot of TV shows here, because I'm looking Access Hollywood, The Apprentice, The View, Comedy Central, VH1, New Joke City, The New Dr. Oz Show, The Montel Show,
Oprah.
The Living Channel.
Did you forget the Big O?
Oh, I said that at the beginning. You didn't hear
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I
so
mentioned
the Big
it.
O
I,
was very fun. From the Big O, I got on Dr. Oz, because they're buddy buddies, so that
now,
would help.
Now I was
out.
Watching some of your videos. She said, "Yeah, be a mom, not a friend." Thank you, Talking Progressives. That's very good. She's just quoting everything you're saying. Vicky, if you have a question, type it in. So from the Oprah show, then there was a cute clip of tell the story of there were four of you sitting on a couch and Oprah's introducing you.
Yes, she asked women to come on that were comics because the topic was so touchy. It was about sex, and she had Dr. Laura Berman on the show, which now I did the pilot for her show on the network OWN. So now she has her own network, Dr. Laura Berman, a sex therapist. So she had us on the show, and she wanted to add levity to the subject. And Dr. Laura Berman said that, you know, you need to check yourself out down there. You need to know what's going on down there so you can be relaxed and comfortable with a partner. And we were all like, what? We need to check. And I'm like, how do you do that? She's like, get a mirror. I'm like, where do you put your foot? And then Oprah outroed me by saying, we'll come back and we'll find out where you put your foot. And then that was just like gold to me. That was like the golden egg. Oprah repeated something that I said.
She did a callback.
I know. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm one with Oprah.
That's
she probably doesn't
good.
Even remember it. She will
oh,
never remember
good.
That.
Vicky in Greece, no, I don't think Oprah's not on anymore, right?
No, but she has her own show called
OWN.
Oprah
yes.
Winfrey Network, OWN, because she owns everything in life. And Dr. Laura Berman is on that show, that network, and
okay.
She has her own show. It's called In the Bedroom. I did the pilot for that show.
What?
They
well,
called
you've
us
got
back.
A lot of
they
pilots
a bunch
going
of
on here.
Yeah, I can't find that pilot. So anybody out there, if you find that pilot, they said they were going to air it. I want it so I can put
oh.
it on my website.
Yeah, I think you should be able to contact them. What was a... Oh, she's on TV. I'm reading her typing. What was another great time on TV? She wants to know what was another great time on TV for you.
Oh, that was my question. That's the question. Another great time on TV. Well, when I did Montel, this was a Mother's Day thing. I was pregnant with my third child, and it was a Mother's Day episode. They had us on. And it was like Oprah when, you know, how Oprah has a surprise in the audience for everybody. Well, they had a surprise in the audience for everybody, including me, and it was diamond earrings. And I got diamond earrings that day, and then from there they had a surprise.
Well, wait a minute,
you got
diamond
show.
Earrings from your husband?
No.
No,
from,
just diamond earrings?
Yes, everybody, they were doing a whole Mother's Day show, and everybody got diamond earrings in the audience.
Wow.
They were small. I mean,
yeah,
it's Montel. It was an Oprah. You need a magnifying glass to see them. But still, and then from there, they surprised, I didn't know this, but they took me in a limo in Outdoor Broadway show with my husband for Mother's Day.
Oh, well,
and it was all on film. It was on Montel.
Oh, well, that should be re-aired, I would hope.
I know that should be. It's on my website. People can go see it on my website.
Oh, that's, yes, the website is www.carry, and that's K-E-R-I-L-O.
No, K-E-R-R-I, two R's, and then
yes,
an
K-E-R-R-I.
I.
Oh, yeah, and I think I misspelled it here in the thing. I'll go back and correct it later.
L-O-U-I-S-E.com. But you have to make sure you spell it correctly. You want to know why? Do you know
why?
This? There's a porn star with the same name as me. Yes. And I'm very jealous of my porn star, Carrie Louise, because I know she's making more money than I. And she has awards that are shaped like a male body part. And I'm jealous.
Yeah,
I don't have awards.
You don't
can
have
I say the,
you don't
can
have,
I say the P
well,
word
actually,
on this show?
You kind of do. You have, you were the HBO Aspen Comedy Festival and the Monster.
I know. I got some swag from that, but not an award shaped like a penis.
Well,
not
everyone can get that.
No, I know. So my porn star, Carrie Louise, so be careful. When you see
a lot of skin,
you're not
the
that's
porn,
not me.
Porn one. It's not, the porn is not you. That is great. So now tell me about how you're developing this new WWW My Mommy Minute, how you're developing it, where do you hope for it to go? Are you filming it? I noticed there's the logo is animated.
The logo's animated. It's not going to be animated. I wanted to do something different than from the beginning of the show than what you're going to see during the show. And you'll see just me, real time, real moments that happen. One of the episodes is going to be just me talking about how aggravating kids' toys are. And
now, you,
little
will you be talking to camera? Will
from,
it be filmed as cinema verite? Will it be... How do you, are you going to edit it?
I'm going to edit it. It's going to be filmed. I'm doing it all myself. Ah, truth
been
be
there,
told.
Done that. The what happened on The Apprentice, our chat room wants to know.
The Apprentice, they were doing something for Yahoo.com, a big event. It was a fundraiser event, and they needed comics and entertainment. So I was one of the comics that they hired. I had an audition for it and everything. And Joe Piscopo was one of the comics, so I got to meet him, and that was very funny and fun and exciting to do.
So this is a whole new venture. This is, you're editing, you're filming, you're learning as you go, I assume. What does your husband, Mr. Tom Cotter, fellow comedian, think of all this? How much a part of it is he going to be?
He actually helped out with the filming, and he actually gave me the great title for my Minute Mommy log that's coming out Mother's Day, so the title is awesome. He gave me that title. So he is very funny, and he adds to it, and he will be on film, whether he likes it or not, in some point, some way, shape, or form. So because he's the third child. He's
two
the
comics.
Child,
all right,
actually.
Two comics, one house, three kids. All right, something funny happens. Who gets possession of the joke?
Oh, yeah, we still are fighting. I'm surprised we're still married over some of these jokes that he thinks he doesn't remember that I wrote it and gave it to him. And he's been working on it so long in his act, he now thinks that it was his. There's some jokes that I wrote that don't work for me because I'm a woman, unfortunately, which I can't stand. Mm-hmm. One of the jokes is my twins. I had twins, and because they were twins, they came early, just like my husband. So that joke is really funny, and it doesn't work well with me. I gave it to him. I go, just try it, see what happens. He gets like an applause break. He gets like a standing ovation because he is self-deprecating his own body part and his own sexual things. I do it, and it's not as funny. I don't know. Apparently, I can't talk about male body parts in it because I'm a woman. It just doesn't do as well, so I gave it to him.
Well, does he give you jokes?
Yes, he does. He gives me lots of jokes. He's the punchline kind of guy. I'm more of a storyteller, more stories, which is why Mommy Minute is what is going to do well, because I hope, because it's really the ideas that I have in my act and put on film like a sitcom, whereas Tom is the punchline guy. So that's why I think he's going to help me out a lot, because he gets that punchline, he gets it funny, and he punches it up. So I have the premise, he has the punch. Which is, I think, hopefully why we're still married.
And let's hear, I have a little bit of your comedy here. Let me see if I can bring it to the switchboard. Oh, this is from Last Comic Stand.
Yeah. From,
what year did you do this?
We can't even relax. I want to be a guy. Guys are cool. Guys need credit for getting their friends laid. All right, next day, did you get any, man? Did you do it? Yeah. You own me, man. You own me. Never see women do that. Sheila, you did it.
Carrie Louise.
And I'm Tom Cotter.
The lady with two.
She's my lovely bride.
And he's my lovely husband.
Lovely.
My husband is also a comedian, so he supports my career wholeheartedly. In fact, he can't wait till I get something so we can ride my coattails, but I'm wishing the same thing for him.
It's like when she got pregnant, she said, I'd love to see you give birth to a child. And I said, well, I'd love to see you pee your initials in the snow. We're just different. You know what I mean?
We'd like to invite Carrie Louise to the semi.
They held out and didn't call me to the very, very last person.
I'm just a magician. Very proud of you.
He gave me flowers at the end.
Aww.
He ran across the street to get them.
You're on deck.
Because he got picked first. I got picked last.
What are you
going to
do?
I know. Can't nag me now. Can't be nagged right now. Nag-free zone. Right here. No nagging. Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, baby. No, lipstick. Lipstick.
Hi, I'm Tom.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're comedians.
I hope I get in the house and Daddy doesn't, and he has to stay home with you too.
We have twin boys.
And they're about 14 months now.
We're happy though, because we get the child we always wanted and once apart. That's how we're looking at it, you know what I mean? That was child abuse when they caught that.
I just got both of them at the same time. I didn't even plan that.
People think if we make it into the house that we're going to have this ironclad bond. Where the truth of the matter is, Carrie would push me in front of a moving train in a heartbeat.
That's true.
That's right. Can you say Mama Evil?
Let's have a big round of applause for Carrie Louise.
This is the semifinals in Vegas.
I'm on a job. I get fired from everything I do, and none of it's my fault. When I was a lifeguard, I hated the job. I mean, you sit there all day, bored out of your mind. No one ever drowns. All right, well, this one girl did, but I couldn't save her because I just ate. So. All right, so this job wasn't my fault. Okay, I was an aerobic instructor, and I got fired. Not my fault. This bitch comes out to me in the middle of class. I almost didn't see her. That's how skinny she was. You know what I'm talking about, skinny women? No, I'm serious. Picture this in a thong, okay? She comes up, she's like, I want to lose more weight. I want a flat stomach. What can I do about getting a flat stomach? I'm looking at her going, I don't know. Do whatever you did to your chest. Thank you.
That was fun. I miss that. That was really fun to film and do, and I felt like on top of the world.
That's pretty amazing. You really did accomplish something there. That was to get that far, even for a woman. Yes, the chat room says love it. They're laughing, little smiley widgets.
Oh, nice. It was a long time ago. I want it to happen again.
Well, but you're doing that now because you're being mommy proactive with the My Mommy Minute and filming it and getting it up there. And I assume you want to go places. Oh, you also have a CD. Let's mention your CD. They
yes.
can get that on your website, correct?
Yes, they can buy it on my website, and it's called Yummy Mummy. And there's a difference between Yummy Mummy and MILF. A lot of people think MILF. I don't want to be a MILF. Those are skanky little – they're not even – I don't know if you ever went to that website. They're not mothers. They're
no.
like the trailer trash strippers on a Monday afternoon.
Scary.
So, but I want to be a yummy mummy. You know, I don't want to have sex. I mean, I have kids on me all day, and then, you know, my husband. You know, I don't want to have sex at the end of the day. I want to look like I want to have sex, and that's a yummy mummy.
That's good. The My Mommy Minute. Now, let me ask you this. Will it only be a minute long?
I'm trying to make it only a minute. The opening is 30 seconds, so that doesn't count. And I'm trying to make it only a minute of funny because, like I said, I know mothers don't have a second to themselves, let alone a minute. So if I just keep it to a minute, most people will watch it and look forward to the next one.
Yeah, it's just going to be a minute, but a series, but only one a month?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
That's worse than HBO. That's I want another one.
Well, supply and demand. If people are like wanting more, then and if I can get some money to pay for a nanny, then I can get more videos out there.
I think it's a very good idea, Carrie. It seems like you have endless possibilities with the Mommy Minute, and also you know a lot of mom comedians as well.
Yes, and that can go out there to, I can be on the streets with other mom comedians. That's another venue that I haven't even thought of, and thank you for giving me that idea. So
because you can, there's so much to go with it, the Mommy Minute. But especially, I have a feeling you're going to end up have to do one of these a day because to get people addicted to it.
I know. I hope so. Well, I'm hoping someone will help me out and pay for it. Then I can do one a day.
Anyone out there listening, she is looking for sponsors.
Yes,
so
sponsors. Diapers.
www.mymommyminute.com. You might be able to help her out here. www.mymommyminute.com. Oh, thank you. They said Nancy has great ideas. Thanks.
Yes, she does.
Radio. Yes, with that, it's very funny.
Nancy, are you a millionaire? You can front some money and you can be the executive
producer.
I'm a
mommy comedian, too. I already have one cable show and a radio show.
I know, and kudos to you.
I can help you with
the editing. I'll be coming to your house
for
a Mommy Minute.
Editing tips on the TV show. Now, you're also performing in clubs all the time. Tell us about that. What do you have coming up?
I just did a woman's show. It was for breast cancer. I get a lot of those, which is fun. I love doing those type of fundraisers because it's all women and they're there for a reason and a cause, and it's all a bunch of hope, and they're there for a good time. I just did that in Bristol, Pennsylvania. Had a great time and passed out all my Mommy Minute things. I will be in one of my favorite places, Boston, where I'm from, Boston, Rhode Island, where my husband's from. I'll be there on May 27th and 28th at the Comedy Zone in Rhode Island. I'll also be in New Jersey. People wondering when I'm going to be in New Jersey. I'll be at Scotty's Steakhouse, May 20th, 21st.
Jokes and steak.
Yes. Can't go wrong with that.
And you do this, and it's also, this is all part of your comedy. I mean, really, I think you could turn out a lot of Mommy Minutes, Carrie. Just bring a little flip cam with you and just start talking. I think on the road with Mommy, a Mommy Minute on the road. You probably could have travel tips. Can I ask you this? Would you do a blog in conjunction with this?
Maybe, yes. But
maybe
what I'm
a Mommy Minute joke of the day?
We could do a joke of the day, Mommy Minute joke of the day. Why I didn't do a blog first is because, like I said, I love, there's other mother blogs out there. Some are my friends, some are comics, and I love them, and I just never have time to sit and read them because, you know, I'm a mom as well.
Well,
and I'm working at night.
They should be able to read them in a minute.
I know. Like I said, I figured I didn't want to do that with my fans and readers. I just wanted to do something quick and let's get this out there and see where this goes. That's why I have not done a blog.
No, I just meant a small blog in conjunction with it.
Conjunction.
Yes, in conjunction with it because it has, or even rating products perhaps, or, you know, it just seems endless. Taking a Mommy Minute for yourself. I was featured in a book called If You Give a Mom a Martini, which was along the line of short spa ideas for moms with
that's cute.
And so, but to see your performing schedule, they can go to www.carrielouise.com, comedian, not porn star.
Right.
And they can also get your CD there, which is always good because the kids need shoes. And
that's right. Although half the proceeds of I just started this up. I'm so excited for this charity. Half the proceeds to my CD goes to my tummy tuck. So you're really helping me out. Very excited in that program.
And they can
program.
Get your let me see, because Vicky's in Greece. I think you can get her things on iTunes as well.
Yes, you can download me on iTunes. Which sounds very sexual, but it is, there's no sex involved at all. But just click, and you'll get. You don't even have to buy the whole CD. You can just buy like one track.
Yeah, buy a couple
for 99 cents.
It's 99 cents. It's
yeah, you
well
can put yourself
it.
On a monthly budget and just download one track a month until
you
get the
whole.
And you
can also for free. You can download this radio show.
Oh, for free. There you go.
And for free, and you could listen to the interview for free. And, I'm laughing at my chat room. I'm sorry. She learned how to do that today. She said, oh, good, I learned how to do that today. Thank you. Okay. by the way, Talking Progressive Radio is a great political radio station, but I'm very flattered she's listening in from Greece. And frying cheese. I always tell her, go fry some cheese for me. So what advice would you give to moms? Say there's a mom out there who wants to get into comedy now. What advice would you give to them?
Don't. What advice would you say? One word. Don't. Nancy, would that be the same for you?
Oh, I don't know. It's such a hard business, and especially for moms. I don't know. I used to tour and do a lot of commercials and industrials, and it would break my heart to be away from my child. I would just be worrying the whole trip. Why is he feeding him the wrong thing? Or in my husband's case, if he's not hungry, my son's not eating. So
right, it's a love hate thing because it, like I said, there are some pros and cons. Like the pros are you feel so good to just get out there on stage. People ask me how I do it. How do you drive all these hours and then get on stage? How do you do it? Well, getting on stage is amazing because I don't have to think about
drive. How many hours do you drive?
Well, last night I drove 2 hours, so that's there and 2 hours back.
Oh my God!
Sometimes
that's
my gigs are 4 hours away, but That's how it's 4 hours away from my kids for and the first hour is just decomposing. The second hour I can actually hear myself think, and then the third hour I can rock out with music, and then you're practically there. So that's how I do it.
I would like to see this evolution on film, Carrie. Would you put that
and then
on?
When you get on and then
the
you
evolution.
Know when you get on stage, no one's asking me for chocolate milk. No one, I don't have to change a diaper. I don't care if they laugh or not, as long as they're not pooping and screaming.
Yes,
and when I'm on stage, it's like it's just me, and I don't have to panic or think of anything else, and that's how I do it.
And
that,
as,
to me, is
see
peace.
That, audience, you see that? As hard as stand-up is, it's easier than being a mother.
Right. The hard part is behind the scenes. Getting on stage is a joy, and that's why you keep doing it. It's the behind the scenes, and it's the people that say no to you all the time, which drives you crazy. So here's the thing. Here's my advice, really. It's not no, don't get into it. If you really want it, you really love it, do it. But don't worry about the behind the scenes. As long as you're loving the process, it may not happen right away. You may not get into this club right away, but eventually maybe you will. If you keep at it, things change, people change. Eventually someone's going to say yes. As long as you're loving the process, then you're going to be okay.
And don't get into it for the wrong reasons. There is no instant fame, as Carrie and her husband, Tom Cotter, very funny guy, by the way, very funny as well, have been working at this for years. And with all your banners that that you've had here and accolades and TV shows, it's still a struggle every day. You're still getting in your car. Don't do it for the wrong reasons. If you think instant fame, no. It's hard work, and you just keep going, and they both keep doing it and flying all over the world and back and forth to Florida and wherever.
Last summer we went to Greece. We were lucky enough to go to Greece.
Oh,
yeah, both
go,
of us
Vicky.
Performed together on a ship, and we drove to Greece. It
and when
was
your kids
amazing.
Old enough, maybe you can bring them.
I know. So those are the little perks But like you said, you got to love the process, and you have to take the good with the bad, and know there's going to be a lot more bad than good.
Oh,
just that's the nature of the beast.
That's such a my mommy minute. All right, this is let's see. Oh, we have 5 minutes. I have to play one song because I promised somebody I would play it for them tonight. Stay on, just don't go anywhere. I just want to say this, get it all out. It's www.carrielouise.com. And, hey, wait a minute, we forgot the most important part, Carrie. When is it opening?
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. This is my gift to everybody. I hope you laugh, because then it will be a true gift.
And please, get on the mailing list. Go to www.mymommyminute.com and get on the mailing list. Carrie, people will listen to the show. It's archived. It stays on the Internet. So as people are Googling things for Mother's Day, you'll come up.
Yay.
So that's the good thing. I have to say something here, and we'll dedicate this upcoming song to Carrie, because it's such a Doris Day kind of thing. And the person I have to mention is, where do I have all my notes, Jane Aquilina, and she'll be performing tonight at the Metropolitan Room in Tom Ragu Presents Body and Soul. That's the Metropolitan Room in New York City, 32 West 22nd Street. And Carrie, I wish you much luck on this. Oh, www.missjaneisbody.com. www.missjaneisbody.com. Carrie, good luck with your project. My listeners,
thank you,
please,
Missy.
Please, as you tune in, all you comics, if you didn't listen, I'm going to tell Carrie you, because I can tell who called in and who's in the chat room and not. So I'll tell you didn't listen.
All right.
And she won't laugh at your jokes next time. But let's hear it for this dedicated to the new www, My Mommy Minute. And this is being sung by Jane Aquilina. And we're going to push it up there. And Carrie, have a good rest of your afternoon.
Happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day to everyone and to you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Here we go. Bye.
Bye.
I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Kesara. There are whatever he is gonna be, it's gonna be, oh, you know, it's gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. Just say, K-Sara, K-Sara. Oh, just say, oh, K-Sara. Then I grew up and I fell in love. And I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows?
Very special guest,
day
Carrie Louise.
Is
find out more
about
her. Go to www.carrielouise.com. It's Mother's Day, Take Mommy Minute. That's www.mymommyminute.com. Mary, May 8th. Mother's
Day. I am gonna be.
And Stuart, phenomenal. Jane. More of this night. Metropolitan.
Well, the future's not
ours. Thanks for our guest, Carrie. Hang in there, Carrie. I know you're the mother of four, and your husband.
www.mymommyminute.com.
And Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Tuning in. And thanks to that annoying little voice sometimes to tell me how much I have left. All right, it's going to be a great Mother's Day. Good luck, Carrie Louise. All your projects, and
Now I have
many, many mommies
of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be?